I called repeatedly as the elevator doors closed, and her limp body collapsed against mine. My voice rose with each floor we descended until her head rolled back and panic flooded my bloodstream. This was more than a reaction to what she'd just heard. "Irene, you're all right," I reassured, uncertain if she could hear me. Was she? What the fuck happened? She had to be. That was what I'd told her. "You're safe." Her feet slid on the shiny floor of the elevator as her body dangled in my grasp. Placing two fingers on her neck, I prayed to God, one I'd long ago stopped believing in, asking him, her, or it for a miracle that I sure as hell didn't deserve. I didn't. Irene did. I prayed for a pulse. Thump, thump. The swish of blood in her veins pulsated beneath my finger. I sighed with a bit of relief as I called her name again, my voice coming out more as a growl. My free hand gently slapped her cheek. "Irene, fucking wake up!" She didn't. "Mr. Sparrow," Jameson said, his voice barely penetrating the rush of adrenaline swooshing through my ears. I turned to see his widened eyes as his back flattened against the wall. "Stop the elevator," I demanded, needing more time than we would otherwise have, while simultaneously, in one fell swoop, I lifted her, cradling her lifeless body with her legs bent over my arm and face fallen against my chest. The elevator jerked, and an alarm sounded as Jameson did as I said. "Take my phone from my pocket," I yelled over the shrill siren, pushing my hip his direction. With a bit of hesitation, his eyes moving between the pocket of my jacket and me, he reached forward. I extended my hand, the one holding Irene's legs, as he handed me the phone. With it in my grasp, I hit the button to call Patrick and turned back to Jameson. My tone left no room for discussion. "Get this damn thing moving again! Get the car behind the building, now!" I barked into the phone. With shaking hands, Jameson hit the button, quelling the alarm and returning the elevator to motion. Thankfully, this particular elevator only stopped at two floors, the club and the back of the restaurant, leaving no concern that anyone else would enter. I narrowed my gaze toward Jameson. "She walked out of this club tonight. If I hear anything different from anyone, it won't bode well for you or for them." Jameson's Adam's apple bobbed as he nodded. "Of course, sir. She was faint, but she, he stuttered, staring at her in my arms, "was much better by the time we reached the bottom floor. For your sake and your family's, that better be the story I hear." His head nodded. "It will. You have my word." My attention went back to the call as Irene's lips parted. The hand in which I held the phone uncharacteristically shook. "Get here now. Call Dr. Dixon and have her meet us at the apartment. I don't give a fuck where she is or what she's doing. Get her there!" This wasn't happening. This wasn't happening. No matter how many times I said it, I couldn't make it true. A small bit of saliva pooled behind her lips. I'd made my statement, declaring her off limits. Who was willing to challenge me? Right the fuck in front of me. The drink. My body tensed, knowing in my gut that was the answer. Right under my goddamn nose, someone had gotten to her. She wasn't lying in my arms because of the news she'd heard or because she'd seen her birth mother. That had been jarring and fucking unexpected. I never would have guessed that Rubio McFadden, senator and potential presidential candidate, not to mention an underworld kingpin, and the Sparrow outfit's biggest adversary, would show up with the crowd that was there with his mistress instead of his wife. His mistress, Annabelle Landers, was a federal court judge as well as the widow of Daniel McCree. It was a small fucking world that ran the underground of Chicago, and it was about to get smaller. Having Annabelle present at tonight's gathering was one possibility I hadn't explored. As soon as I saw her at that table with McFadden, I knew our stay had to be short. I was anxious, too anxious, to stake my claim. Now, Irene was suffering the consequences. The elevator came to a stop as I looked at Jameson. "Is there somewhere we can stay out of sight until the car arrives?" "Yes, sir." The vibration of my phone interrupted him as I pushed the button and read the text from Patrick. "Here. What the fuck happened? Why a doctor?" I wasn't sure how Patrick had done it, how he'd gotten here.